CanadianThinker.com is the website. Joining me from his tiki palace on the beautiful lake. What lake are you on, Freddie?
Lovesick Lake.
Lovesick Lake in Peterborough, Ontario. It's Freddie Patterson joining me once again on this Friday afternoon. Freddie, how is it in the east, back east?
It's a beautiful afternoon. There's a nice breeze blowing down the lake. It's mostly sunny, partly cloudy, about 30 degrees Celsius.
You know, if you ever decided to give up the program director job in Peterborough, we could probably get you out here and do some weather on the main global TV station.
Hey, I'd do that. Oh. Are you kidding? You guys live in paradise. I can only dream of living in Vancouver one day.
Well, for the record, I've been to Lovesick Lake, and if you're talking about paradise in Ontario, it's about as close as it gets there, buddy.
Yeah, you're a good boy.
Yeah, HST finally realized what a pisser it is, eh?
Now, you guys have it out there in B.C.?
Yeah, it's B.C. and Ontario that, as of July 1st, went from the GST and the PST to just the HST, which I guess is, what, 13% in Ontario?
Yeah, it is. It's 8 and 5, absolutely. Yeah. And now we've just, I think we have to pay 8% more on about 17% more products than we did before, or it affects only 17% of goods and services out there.
Now, let me be honest with you, Freddie, though. Was it really talked about, or was there any sort of protest or anything before it actually came in Ontario in July? It just seems to me that people in Ontario are just sort of realizing they're getting screwed now.
You know what it is, Neil? Everybody is so busy, and everybody's got, you know, their nose to the grindstone, and they're trying to make a living and make ends meet, and then they hear about this HST, and then, you know, governments are very shrewd, especially this McGuinty government in Ontario, where the man is a professional liar and he has betrayed the people of this province time and time again. He times things perfectly. So there's a bit of a backlash, and then all of a sudden July 1st arrives. Everybody has to bend over and take it up the butt. And yet now we're starting to realize exactly what it means.
You know, it's funny what you say, Freddie, because responding to a couple of things you just mentioned there. First of all, talking about a politician screwing the people. Boy, that sounds very familiar to what most people think that our premier is doing out here. And secondly, you mentioned that a lot of people, you know, have been busy and really haven't focused in on it. I think in British Columbia, it must be the complete opposite, and everybody's taken the summer off, including some ex-premiers, because a guy named Bill Vanderzam, who was a leader of the I think the Social Credit Party out here. Anyway, Bill Vanderzam started this big protest where he got a certain percentage of public vote or signatures that was supposed to legally enable him to go to Victoria, our capital, and say, HST, no way. So far, nothing's happened.
Well, of course not. Nothing will happen because it's tax money and they want it and they need it. Here in Ontario, the irony for us, Neil, is that Dalton McGuinty, when he was elected through two elections, always rejected the HST, and now he embraces it. And before the HST was accepted, on the urging of the federal conservatives, let's get that straight. Everything Stephen Harper did, everything the conservatives did, it was bad. Anything that went wrong in the province of Ontario, he blamed Stephen Harper. It was the conservatives' fault. But all of a sudden, the HST comes along. Stephen Harper's okay. He likes that idea because it can help prop up his mismanaged government.
Yeah. I mean, how do you argue the fact that what everybody knows, and that is that, you know, if you get an opportunity to make some money, everybody's going to go for it, including government.
And here's the thing. It's never going to go away. It's here for life. We all know that. Secondly, this is a punishing tax. It's a very vicious tax because it's applied to most things we all have to have: gasoline, home heating gas, home heating oil, you know, electricity bills, a lot of things that prior didn't have provincial tax on them now do.
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie Pease, the website. That's who we're speaking to, Freddie Patterson. Quickly, Freddie, Mel Gibson. Now, do you think that this is 100% his fault, or are you like some people believing that perhaps this woman has, to an extent, baited him a little bit?
Let's look at it this way. When you're Mel Gibson, you've been through what he's been through with other incidences. Even if she has baited you, even if she's the worst woman on earth, you've got to have enough brains to know that the world is watching and waiting for you to do the next thing wrong. He just gets sucked in big time.
Yeah.
I say it's stupidity. I don't care anything about her. He was just stupid.
You mentioned stupid. Let's quickly change the subject again. The stupidity of basketball. I know, Freddie, you're not a big soccer fan. You tried. You just couldn't get into it. But, boy, for me, it's basketball. It just, you know, like Major League Baseball, it just gets a little bit more ridiculous by the day. And this whole LeBron James thing and signing in Miami, we touched on it a little bit. Did you hear that the fans of the Cleveland Cavaliers, because their owner is being fined $100,000 by the NBA, they've actually offered to pay it?
Yeah, like he needs it. You know, that's a nice gesture by the fans, because although what those three players did in Miami was completely within the rules, and maybe if you and I were in the same position, we'd do it too. It's not good for the sport. So those guys put themselves ahead of their sport. It's just bad business for basketball. So, it looks bad. It smells bad. But as I said on CanadianThinker.com, what it does now is it piques my interest in the NBA because I want to see Miami lose every game. So I'll check every day to see if they've lost, because that's what I want.
Well, I'll tell you something, Freddie. If I'm coming out from Vancouver to Toronto, how hard is it going to be for me next year to get a ticket to see the Raptors?
Oh, it won't be hard at all. But you're coming out to Toronto, the Pride Parade's already over.
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. Before we hang up, the last two words are yours.
Loving you.